How's it going, Shy?
It's going all right. I'm just, you know, doing a lot of tap dancing, you know, just all running marathons, all kinds of. Honestly, you know, I did take tap dancing as an adult. I started taking tap dancing class. I always wanted to do it as a kid, but I never got to take those classes. So when I hit 28, 29, 30, something like that, I started taking tap dancing lessons. And that has helped me immensely with being on crutches.
Really?
Yes. Because it's a lot of weight distribution. You know, you're making the noises with your feet, but you're not just standing back on your heels. You're kind of always leaning forward a little bit on your toes. Because the way you shift your weight is what determines, you know, which way you move next and, you know, how much noise you make and all that kind of stuff. And also, just starting out in tap, you learn all these steps and you learn how to do them on each foot. So you stand on one foot and you swing the other one around wildly trying to make noises. And then you stand on that one and you swing that. And so, I'm right-handed, and so my right foot, I can make the better sounds, which means my left foot is sturdier.
Ah.
But then when I stand on my right foot, my left foot is sometimes a little wild. So I don't know. There's something about it where I can adjust my weight distribution on my left foot pretty well, and I know it's because of tap dancing.
Yeah, that's what's up. I didn't know tap dancing was getting sturdy with it. I like that.
Yeah. That's truly all it is. It's truly just trying to lean forward as much as you can without falling, you know, bending your knees to kind of catch you and all of that kind of stuff. I'm going to be so brolic at the end of this. Between these, my left leg is going to be like Popeye, and then this right leg is going to be like olive oil, but we'll get it back. And then, you know, I'm having to drag my body around on these crutches and lift it up, and I'm still figuring out the physics of that. So, and I'm using my core.
Okay.
Man, my body is not happy with me on top of being hurt, and then also a low key workout. Ooh, my body is mad.
Okay, Sha.
It is not happy.
I went for a walk January 2nd, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure I will be fully recovered by the time this episode airs.
Oh, that's so funny.
I the level of sore like that I felt the next morning, I can't describe to you. I went for that walk with so much hope. Like, you know, I'm gonna start this year off right. Stupid decision. I should have paced myself way more, you know. But I feel like I did the right thing. I'm trying to make changes.
Yeah.
You know,
how long was the walk? Where did you go to walk?
So I did 4 miles.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, like it was a solid walk. I did it in a lot of uphill. During the walk, I walked backwards twice across the football field. It was like 120 yards because I did the mm-hmm. end zone.
Okay.
I wanted to work the hamstrings too.
Wait, so you walked backwards?
Yeah, the whole field. I walked like a mile and a half, then I walked through the park, mm-hmm. and then I walked backwards through the field, mm-hmm. and then I did the whole thing again back. So that's how I got like the four. It was like a mile and a half general streets,
okay.
and about a half a mile twice in the mm-hmm. you know, so. I felt like, all right, this is well-rounded. I got some uphill walking. I got some backwards walking. I got some general street walking.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt great when I got home. But, you know, my body definitely did not feel great in the morning.
Yeah. Did you stretch before you walked?
Not at all. I just went out.
No, of course not.
I stretched when I got home.
Okay. All right.
Restretching. But it was a lot. I'm trying, though. I did a mile the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm trying. I'm going to keep it up. See if I can do this. You know, get the going right.
Is this the most that you've walked in, like, without purpose?
Yeah. In years.
Okay.
Sure. Like, I've walked more, but like, who's dying? Okay. I'll go see them, you know? Like, it needed to be like that. Like, just out here, just walking, just to walk, that's craziness. I've not done that. But I'm because I made, like, a bunch of New Year's resolutions last year. Mm-hmm. I hit, like, a third of them. Mm-hmm. And then I had, like, a third that, like, I kind of got progress, but not the full goal. Like, one of them, I wanted to get healthier. I had, like, a weight loss goal. No way near the goal, but I did lose weight last year.
Okay.
So I did that basically just by, like, I guess I'm not having soda this year. And I lost, like, 22 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, if, like, I walked, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what started this thing. I was like, all right, walk in and no soda, you know what I mean? It should be a thing. But now you shouldn't do both of those at once. That was a lot to expect of myself.
Yeah, that is a lot. Yes.
You know, but I'm trying. I've been meaning to tell you this. Hmm. Right before the end of the year, mm-hmm. it's part of what inspired this. I had too much soda. I hadn't had soda in the whole year. And then I had like 3 glasses of soda and I had like weird diabetes dreams.
Right.
You know, so that's how I know. I was like, I got to cut this out in the new year. Mm-hmm. But right before the new year, I had a weird dream. You were in the dream. This is what happened.
Okay.
So listen, first of all, Gabby was in the dream. Gabby threw out a sofa set that I bought because she didn't like it. And she wanted me to buy a new sofa set.
Okay.
Then one of the neighbors took the sofa set that we bought into their yard. Mm-hmm. And Gabby didn't want people owning our old sofa set because she felt that people would talk about her throwing out the new sofa set.
Okay.
For a newer sofa set. Mm-hmm. So she had me rob the sofa set back and put it in our yard.
Okay.
You know, and then it got damaged in the rain.
Sure.
And I felt bad. And I told her, I don't think this is about you specifically, but something's going on in my head that feels wasteful.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I like that breakdown.
You know what I mean? I was trying to like interpret the dream.
Right.
Then, in the same night of dreams, but a mm-hmm. different storyline.
Sure.
There was a young lady named Suba. I don't know a lot of Subas, but I knew a Suba. Mm-hmm. And I found out she was angry. She came to talk to me, and I found out from her conversation that she works for me. And she was angry because of how I was treating her as an employee and how I was splitting the work on a recent project. And she said that she didn't like that I was splitting the work unfairly between her and her peer, who is a more senior employee. And it turns out that's you.
Oh.
So she was like, you're the supervisor. We're both your direct reports, but you're being more favorable to her because she's a senior employee. She's been here longer, but we still got the same title.
Okay.
And she was like, I felt uncomfortable bringing it up because I felt like you would continue to treat her better because you're cool with her and you don't know me like that. So
poor Suba.
I felt terrible, you know? But yeah, she was mad. She felt jealous. She was like, you and Shalay were friends, so you're giving her like favorite like work shifts.
Okay. You know? All right.
And I was like, I woke up before I got to like comfort Suba. They're like, yo, I'm a fair boss.
Right.
You know, I also didn't get to find out, is this a union environment? Maybe Shalewa has earned. You know, like I woke up so pissed off. I was like, there's so many ways I could have answered this for her in a way that would have like, yo, one day you will be the most senior person.
True, in this team, true.
And you will get said perks. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, Shalay was put in the top. You know?
Wow.
You know, and then you were, so you weren't part of the scene, but you were right. Part of the storyline. You were okay. Like, I saw you in the background working.
Okay.
You know?
What and was like, the work?
And that's what I couldn't figure out. I just knew it was like, it felt retail-ish.
Okay.
You know? Like, I felt we were all wearing polos.
Okay, yeah, you know? Then that's got to be. Yeah, I wouldn't do that by choice, so that's probably retail-ish.
Real talk. Like, I would wear a polo, but I wouldn't tuck it in. I knew that was weird.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, like, and that was part of it, too. Like, I don't know what, like, it felt like I was being, like, dropped in different realities of my life. Because, like, I was figuring out what she was telling me as she was telling it to me. So I was putting it together. I was like, hell yeah, I'm cool with Shalewa. Shalewa works for me. Okay, this is new. And then she was like, she's a friend of yours, but she's been here long, so you're treating it different. And I was like, yep, I would do all those things, but why? but yeah. I didn't get a chance to get the full answer to that. I feel like I would have answered fairly. But to the Subas of the world, I'm sorry that you're dealing with what you're dealing with.
And also to the Subas of the world, congrats to you for having the guts to speak up about it.
Hell yeah.
And stand up for yourself. I read a lot of advice columns, mostly askamanager.com or askamanager.org or something, where this woman answers a whole bunch of questions about work-related things, all styles of work. And it's tough to like really like stand up for yourself, you know? And hell so yeah. Good for Suba in your dream for like saying, here, this doesn't feel right and I want to address it.
Amen. Cause I've been in situations like that as a manager. And it usually related to something like a seniority thing.
Right.
But like, I don't think everyone knew that all the time, which blew my mind. They're like, yo, this is your union contract.
Right.
Like, I'm managing it with that in mind, to be fair to the fact that this is something your union prioritized. There was like, for example, when work was light at UPS, and I had to send people home, I had to offer it to the most senior people first.
Gotcha.
You know, because they'd be like, yo, do you want to, you know, enjoy your day off, you know, or do you want to make extra money? Either or is fine. But you have the right of refusal because you've been here 10 years versus 2 years, you know. And then there'd be like, there'd always be some guy that'd be like 8 months in and be like, yo, this ain't fair. And I'm like, homie, you've been here a decade. Hell yeah, it's fair. Like, he's
That's how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and one day that could be you or not, but he's put in the time to earned the right of whether or not, you know, he gets to stay extra. And I always had two young people that would be angry in both directions. They'd be like, yeah, I want to go home, or like, I need extra money.
Right.
And I'm like, I hate you, you know, but like, that's you got to ask homie. Like, he goes first. You know, you are 10th on this list, my G.
right.
Like, you don't get to make that decision right now. But yeah, like, I thought it was interesting. But yeah, you're killing it at whatever polo environment we're doing.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, I do my best. That's
I'm
all.
I'm proud of you.
You know, you just keep your head down and you plug away. You know, it's not for the glory. You know, it's for the good of the community. It's why.
Just letting you know. I know you got hurt recently.
Right.
You can't
put
in that same time at your regular job. But in Gastel's fake theoretical job, you are crushing it, Ja.
That's lovely. That's good. I'm glad I'm doing a good job somewhere. That's fantastic.
Oh, man. Let's get into the news, Sha.
All righty.
Accused of stowaway flies from Denmark to L.A. with no ticket or passport. That's right. Sergei Ochigava, 46, had Israel and Russian ID cards with him. Newly released charging documents show, but his citizenship is currently unknown. Officials say he did not attempt to hide on the plane and tried to chat up other passengers over the 12-hour flight. The U.S. officials have charged the man with being a stowaway after he disembarked from Los Angeles from a Copenhagen flight without a ticket or the airport. He has pleaded not guilty and is due in court later this month. After arriving in L.A., Mr. Ochigava initially told U.S. customs officials that he had left his passport on the plane, but no passport was found. Officials could not find record of him being booked for any flights to the U.S. or having requested any visa for entry. In the interviews with the U.S. investigators, he said that he might have had a plane ticket, but was not sure. I love this dude. He added that he had no memory of how he found himself on the Scandinavian Airlines flight to the U.S., explaining that he had not slept for 3 days and did not know how he got through security at the airport in Denmark. Valid question. Officials were also unable to determine how he came to be in Denmark in the first place before departing for the U.S. He said he last worked as an economist in Russia a long time ago. Yo, this dude a ghost?
I think he's a ghost. I literally was just thinking, I don't think this is a real person.
Oh, man. Airlines crew members said he moved through the plane. He moved throughout the plane, switching seats several times. They did not notice that he had flown with an extra passenger until they were contacted by investigators. Mr. Ochigava asked for two meals during each meal service and at one point attempted to eat the chocolate that belonged to members of the cabin crew. Yo.
Oh, wow.
One flight attendant told investigators that it looks like he was trying to talk to other passengers on the flight, but most of the passengers ignored him.
Yeah. Yeah, this is America, buddy. Or, I mean, but also, I think he's a ghost. I've decided already, he's a ghost. He's a very gregarious ghost. He's very pushy. Or maybe he's like in a limbo, you know? He's like in ghost limbo. And he's just trying to fly to figure out what it is that he needs to solve. I don't know.
Oh, shot. What if he's like, you know, like how like, like if you're like a good person, but you're not heaven yet. You got
right.
Me in like purgatory.
Yeah.
He's gotta get somebody to like him as a person before the flight lands. That's why he's talking people up. He's trying to build the genuine friendship.
Okay.
And if somebody becomes his friend before the flight lands, he ascends.
Wow.
Yo, real talk.
Whoa. Okay. No one steal this idea. This is definitely a television show, if not a movie. If not a movie, it is a TV show, a limited series. We're not trying to be on forever. You know what I mean? We'll do it British style, just 6 episodes. But yeah, because we don't want to string this dude along where it looks like he might make a friend and then he doesn't for like years and years. We don't want to do that to him.
Yeah, at some point he got to make it, you know?
He got to make a friend.
Time. Yeah. I feel like there's something here. Real talk. I'm saving this. This is going to be my new pilot. Shyla's ready.
Great. Yep. I'm there with you.
In other news, the IRS 2024 releases the new changes, including increased paychecks that and lower taxes.
I don't
have a good year.
I don't know if I believe them. Tell me more. What else do they say?
The new year brings in slightly larger paychecks for many Americans, thanks to changes the IRS made to adjust for inflation. The cost of living adjustments, such as those on taxes, wages, and Social Security payments, are crucial as consumers cope with inflation and high prices. To like kind of give an idea here, 2024 income brackets are as followed. 10% marginal rate, individual whose incomes were $11,600 or less in the past, individually, and $2,320 or less marginally. 12% for 11 to 47,115 individually, 22% for anyone making between 47,000 and 100,000, 24% for anybody making between 100,000 and 191. These are the current rates that you will be taxed on your income based on how much you're making, and mm-hmm. they are all lower tax rates than what they have been in the past.
Okay.
So like for comparison, a single taxpayer, the standard deduction is $14,600, is an increase from $750 from the year before.
Okay.
So you get to make an extra $750.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? If a head of households, the standard deduction will be $21,900, an increase of $1,100.
Okay.
IRA contributions and 401k contributions went up too. IRA limit went up to $7,000 instead of $6,500. 401ks are up to $23,500 more than the year before as well. So mm-hmm. you can put away more for your retirement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's good things. Not good enough to make up for inflation, admittedly. But
No, not at all. That's lovely. And yet I still feel like, I mean, like if I'm not mistaken, Trump did a number on the taxes, right? At 1%'s request.
Yeah.
So we've been kind of been screwed for the past few years. Mm-hmm. So now that is trying to move in a direction that helps the general population. And yet I still feel like we are at a breaking point.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I hear things about, but everything still feels like a breaking point. So I don't know when to feel optimistic about this.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Especially if It feels like nothing can stay in place long enough to really make a difference. But the ways to get things to happen and make a difference takes so long that it just feels like we're constantly spinning our wheels. I'm so happy. Everybody, I don't know, but I just really feel everything just feels like we're at a breaking point. And I mean, I'm not saying we're all going to take to the streets. I don't know if I am. You know what I mean? But I'll be in the window like cheering you on.
Oh, yeah.
I got this ankle, but they're probably going to catch me. Even if I had two good feet, I can't say I'd be dead weight for sure. But
all we ask is that 7 o'clock, you come outside, you make noise like we did during the quarantine.
Yeah. And which in my neighborhood, they did not do. Do you see what I mean? Like that was not you don't think that was a universal thing. And I absolutely live where all of the essential workers live. No one was banging anything out here. So like I don't know if I need to move to a neighborhood where a rosy outlook shows in the neighborhood, but if so, I can't afford that neighborhood.
Mm.
Like I can't afford rosy outlooks. Like we're being battered. We're hit so much that a rosy outlook does nothing. Yo, I mean, in closing, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Oh man! Just for anybody at home listening, it took Shalewa 3 days to like completely shut down on his New Year's enthusiasm.
Yeah, it took no time at all. No time at all.
No rosy outlook in the New Year.
No, I don't. Yeah, a rosy outlook is not helping me pay bills, is it? I mean, a rosy because it feels like by the time it comes to implementation, all the rose is dead. bloom gone. You know what I mean? Nothing but thorns by the time it's time to implement the shit.
Oh my God.
Outlooks are always rosy.
Oh man. Yo, real talk. Yo, like, I want you to be happy as a person. Like, yes, for real. Bottom of my heart, as your friend, uh-huh. I want you to be happy. As a fan, I love when you angry, Sha. Oh man, it fucking brings me so many chuckles. I real talk, like yo, you are my comedy Mary J, you know?
Right, yeah. Real talk. Or I just don't know how to smile. You know what I mean? As much as you ask of me, I don't know how to smile. No, just stop trying to get Mary J. Blige to smile, and then that's her essence. She don't smile
at all. You know, what I mean? And you don't want her to.
You don't.
You want her to as a person.
Yeah,
but like for the songs, nah, B.
Nah, let it be an internal smile. You know, whatever little dance she does in the Family Affair video, let that be it. Her sister smiles for her, and I think that's actually really my sister smiles for me. Lord knows I ain't doing it. So,
you want to see Shalewa with smile? Go to Atlanta.
Okay? Go to Atlanta. Find her sister.
Oh man! Finally, changes coming to the stamp and the mail shipping prices of 2020. Oh, this is how we're giving the money back. All the money's getting saved in taxes, going to your shipping costs. That's right.
Okay.
Baby.
All right.
Kicking off the new year, price for first class. Forever U.S. postage stamp will increase from 66 to 68 cents.
Did we know it was 66 cents?
I didn't. I thought it was like 50 cents.
I mean, and I'm in charge of the postage machine at my job.
Oh, man. And you bought a physical stamp or you have the machine there?
We have a machine, but, you know, it'll stamp each envelope and that kind of thing. But, like, yeah, I knew it was somewhere near in the 60s, but I still am just like, I don't know. Like, who's gone to buy a Lucy stamp?
Yeah, I whenever I did, I bought them from the corner store.
Right. And I mean, do they even know how much they are now? Or, you know, is it the corner store where they're like, oh, a stamp, that'll be a dollar. You know, no matter what, it's been a dollar for like...
it's a convenience charge, yeah.
Yes, right.
Yo, shouts to the bodegas in New York. You could buy loose... cigarettes, loose stamps, loose antibiotics. Like, they do it all, B. Real talk, yo. Bodegas is killing it out here. Yo, real talk, you got to send some like pills. They got you. One stop shopping, baby.
It may not be a Z pack, but it's like a Y pack.
Yo,
you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, yo, they up to 68 cents.
Okay.
Prices for domestic postcard stamps will also increase from 51 to 53 cents, and internal postcards go from 150 to 155. In addition to stamp prices increase, the price to send priority mail and other postal services will increase on January 21st. USPS Ground Advantage prices will increase by 5.4%. Priority Mail will increase 5.7%, and Priority Mail Express will increase by 5.9%.
All right. I mean, I guess it's necessary. Yo, is that dude still running it? That asshole who was like, take away the mailboxes during COVID? What was his?
I don't know, but
I forget his name. Was it DeJoy? Wait, it was Betsy. Yeah. All right. I think it was something DeJoy. Anywho, that guy, Trump put him in, and it's not easy to just take away the guy who's in charge of the post office. So I think he's still there.
It's him.
And he's terrible. And like they were trying to make it profitable, where, you know, and that's not what the post office has always run at a loss, but it's been set up in some ridiculous way where they have to promise they'll put aside a certain amount for like, I like to put into the, I don't know. It was some wild shit that no one really held him to. And then this guy came in and held it to him, and then like said the trucks were broken and fucking took away. Remember that during COVID? There were so many. Every once in a while, I just sit down and think about what was happening like 3 years ago. And I'm like, how are we here?
Every time I saw this dude, he reminded me of Uncle Hank from Breaking Bad.
Okay. Okay.
And like same character too. Like, like he, you assume he's competent and everyone in the show thinks he's competent, but the audience watching it knows he's not, you know, like he's right there. You know what I mean? Like the dude you're chasing is your brother-in-law for 8 seasons.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Same with Louis, with DeJoy. He thinks he's fixing shit. Everyone knows he's not, except for the people that work with him.
Yeah, and even they are like, this guy. Like, he came in loud and wrong. Like, immediately was just like, ah, we're going to do this. And everyone's like, yo, no, that's not how this works. And he's like, I don't care. He was like, you know, just Yosemite Sam, just shooting up the place. And like, what a terrible person. And he's still there. And I mean, I guess these increases are necessary because at this point, everything has been increased so much that we're just like, honestly, I didn't know how much a stamp cost to begin with. You know what I mean? As Americans, we've just been beat down so much by inflation and not inflation. And then companies just saying, you know what? We're going to triple the price of eggs because we can. Like, we're, yo, I mean, I don't want to be.
I also don't trust people who wear the Trump suit like that, that like blue suit, white shirt, red tie, as like their only uniform. I feel weird about that. And he's one of those dudes where like, if you see him, he's got the Trump suit.
But that's like a government thing.
Yo.
The way it's a Trump suit for him is that it's ill-fitting. But the blue suit, that's what makes it a Trump suit is that it don't fit right. Mm. But the blue suit, white shirt, red tie thing is like it's like a Washington, D.C., maybe military, maybe not thing. And that's, I've heard that from a friend who was in the military and lived in DC and was just like, that combination in that way kind of signals something that you work with the government or blah. Like it's a very quiet, muted uniform that means a thing. And now then it's down to the fit as to whether or not you're, you know, if you're wearing it right or if it's a Trump suit. But but yeah, like that's kind of quietly what you'll see in DC a lot from like workers there.
If you would like
to
continue to keep the best tailors in America away from Trump and DeJoy so that we can keep Steiny's enemies.
Have them, yes, exactly. Have them swimming in fabric.
All you gotta do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple, Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You think this is a racial issue? We keep them from Michael Jordan too. Okay.
Yes. Too much fabric.
Too much fabric.
So much fabric. Hell, Tim Duncan. You know what I mean? Yo, like, real come talk. On.
It's because you give us championships, don't mean we agree and everything else. Okay.
Yes.
5 stars. You see the advantage of this system. Okay. Also, you've had a good tailor. They do exceptional work.
Right.
You know, it's great. It's great. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Shout out this week to Laura McDaniel and Tanya Wayman. With all that said, I am admittedly, I've been considering getting a tailor from my Dickies, Gastromonte.
Oh, you know what I mean? And yeah. I co-sign on this wackiness.
Yo, real talk.
I think a tailored Dickie is a good move.
Yo, I was like, yo, I could take this to another level.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. If it's tailored to fit you, that means you're going to look like it was meant for you. And people will go out and try to look that way in Dickies, and they won't know why it doesn't work.
I'm with this. Let's do it. Tailored Dickies for all.
Yeah, definitely. If you got it, man, get it tailored. I would. Yo. I kind of love this. I love this for you.
The future is now.
Yep.
Taylor Dickies, 2024, Gastromonte, presidential campaign. with my VP, you know what I mean? With tailored, what you rocking?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I don't think you can tailor Old Navy. I think it falls apart when it comes next to a real sewing machine.
We're matching Saucony and glasses.
Yes, that's true.
Jalay was sharp. That's right. She's got a brand. Yo, low key that, like, I really feel like if you just put like the glasses and your hair,
everyone will know
it's your cartoon, like they're drawing, yo. Real talk.
Right. I'm telling and that's you. All it is, just frames and the hair.
Yo, real talk, B. That could be a stamp, which in like your brand.
Okay. All sharp. Right. I will consider that.
Telling you, we changing this whole year up, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
The brand is strong. I like it, you know? this has been an effective for our future episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace. Oh, and congrats again to Super. Proud of you.
Yeah, good job, Super.
Good job, Super. Peace.